Wednesday evening, Terry Gross of Fresh Air taped an interview with legendary cellist Yo-Yo Ma in front of a live audience at WHYY. Our own Peter Crimmins reports Ma was awarded our annual Lifetime Learning Award.
When Yo-Yo Ma came to WHYY to be interviewed, of course he brought his cello. It has a name, Petunia.
So this is the very first piece of music I learned as a four-year-old. May have heard this before. And
when he was a child, Ma said music came to him easily. Now he's 64 and he needs to work at it more.
But if I thought of an image of water, and if I thought that the piece started before I began and I just joined the water, here's what it ends up sounding like.
About 250 people gathered at WHYY to hear the interview between Terry Gross and Yo-Yo Ma. The recording will be used in a future episode of Fresh Air. As a mature artist, Ma is often asked to perform at public events that can be very heavy with the weight of history, such as the first anniversary of 9/11, the first anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing, and just last week, a memorial for the seven people working for Jose Andres World Kitchen who were killed in Gaza while trying to feed Palestinians.
There's so much that we live through every day that's a very fine line between the secular and sacred. It's your choice on where to put your mind and heart. Music helps, you know, just put us into that frame.
Gross asked Ma if, after 60 years, he ever got burned out with music, and he said he allows himself to be imperfect.
I'm doing my best. And if it doesn't work, you know my intention.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.